the most important thing is also remembering where we come from.
Yeah.
And understand the challenges for our entrepreneurs and how we as a company can grow stronger in helping them and supporting them in their mission.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am so excited to be in Iceland. Iceland is just a place that for me, being from LA, seems like so far away. As you can tell, my voice is a little bit rough around the edges. So hopefully you can hear me okay. I think it will be totally fine. I am here with Salome.
That's right. Ready?
Okay, cool. I keep like pronouncing your name over and over to make sure I don't mess it up. From Icelandic Startups. We're actually sitting in a building that was the first building to have internet.
That's right.
In Reykjavik, or
that's right, in Iceland,
in all of Iceland,
exactly.
That's crazy. So tell us, introduce yourself, and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do here.
So I am the CEO of Icelandic Startups, which is an entrepreneurship center. We help startups accelerate their ideas and grow within and out of the country, and we do it with all kinds of initiatives. And we are the largest private supporter of startups and entrepreneurs in Iceland. We are a non-profit organization, and we are financed by the industries, different industries, and therefore we can provide our services to entrepreneurs for free.
Which is amazing.
That's amazing. And we're sitting here in the university campus of University of Iceland, which is one of our shareholders. The other four largest shareholders are Reykjavik University, the Federation of Icelandic Industries, NSA Ventures, which is one of the four VC funds in Iceland, and Nýherji, which is one of the largest IT companies in Iceland. So, and I've been here for 3 years now. I have background in business, and a lot of the things we do for entrepreneurs is help them, you know, figure out their business model and develop their ideas and connect them with the relevant mentors, specialists, you know, industry experts, managers, executives, etc., to be able to accelerate their ideas and get them out of their head.
What's one piece of advice? It's a big deal to be a startup in Iceland versus, you know, the other country. I mean, anywhere in Europe, it's difficult because you're trying to branch out to the U.S.,
exactly.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So what's kind of like a piece of advice that you usually give your startups, kind of like the beginners kind mm-hmm. of learning to start thinking about how to market outside mm-hmm. when you're on an island?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, from the start, you have to think globally. And I think that's kind of like a part of our mentality because we are an island up in the north. And we have to take the plane or a boat to go somewhere else. So we kind of think that way, especially when we are starting our own businesses. And therefore, we encourage all the entrepreneurs and startups to get out of Iceland as soon as possible. Just, you know, only just to visit, for an example, Silicon Valley or Berlin or some of the leading startup hubs abroad,
right.
Just to, you know, get to know how things, you know, are in the bigger cities
yeah.
where things are happening. And we offer them a lot of opportunities. For example, we organize showcases abroad with our Nordic partners. We organize, you know, delegations to different cities around the world, to conferences, etc. So use that opportunity when you get it to connect with the like internationally.
And that must feel sometimes could conflicting in the sense that, like, you want your companies to stay here mm-hmm. in Iceland and mm-hmm. be headquartered here.
Exactly.
But it's also just crucial for exactly. them to be exposed mm-hmm. to life outside of
That's
Iceland.
Right.
So how do you balance that? And I mean, feel the same in mm-hmm. LA, by the way. We exactly. don't want our programming talent to
yeah.
leave.
And like So there has to be some kind of balance there, of
right.
course. But we really encourage people to go out there and get some experience and bring it back home.
Right.
You know, and be an inspiration for other people
right.
who are starting their own journey.
Right.
Yeah, so at the same time, we encourage people to go abroad, but still we want to have them back home,
yeah.
you know, and register and build their companies here.
And when did you first fall in love with technology?
Actually, this was a brand new sector for me 3 years ago. I did not know much about it, and actually it surprised me because I had no idea how like dynamic this environment was.
What really attracted you to it, like for yourself? Yeah,
the different individuals that make it as it is, like
yeah.
all of those brilliant ideas and silly ideas as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, just the passion, the
yeah.
passion, and also how people. They're supporting each other. Like, this is not like scattered, this community. It's more like dense, and there are so many people that are playing the role of mentors, just
right.
willing to give their like time and effort in order for the younger entrepreneurs to, you know,
develop. I love it. The mentorship culture.
Exactly.
And you hadn't been a CEO before.
Are no,
you
but I have been a manager, though.
You've been a manager. So, like, how can you suggest to grow into the role of being a leader? Like, what would you tell women?
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the things I wish I knew.
Mm-hmm. There are so many things, I guess. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that when you're with your staff or employees, you think like a team. Their problem are your problems. So you think we, instead of you have to show me something,
right.
you have how are we going to figure this out together.
And where do you see Icelandic startups going like in the next year? Like, what would you like to see happen?
Would really much like to continue our international outreach and path. We are growing relationships with international VCs and angels. And I believe that can be a door opener for our community. One thing that's really, really important is that we keep on, you know, developing, that we continuously keep on evolving. The most important thing is also remembering where we come from.
Yeah.
And understand the challenges for our entrepreneurs and how we as a company can grow stronger in helping them and supporting them in their mission.
And how can people connect with you?
They can just phone us up. I mean, we have all of our telephone numbers on the website, IcelandicStartups.is or .com.
What's your email?
Salome@IcelandicStartups.is.
And can you spell your first name?
Salome@IcelandicStartups.is.
Perfect. And yeah, this has been amazing. Like, it's just, you guys, it's beautiful outside. Like,
it is.
It's just a really rare place in the world, and to know so much innovation is happening surrounded by so much beauty. It's just it's a magical environment to create.
Thanks. It's yeah. great to have you.
Oh, thank you. If you guys want to meet more incredible women in tech, you know, you just to go to the Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you to the Facebook group. Thank you so much for spending time with the Women in Tech podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening to my lost voice. And I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Of course, you know, you can always tweet me at Women in Tech Show or at Esprit Devora. Have a great, great night, morning, day, afternoon, whatever time it is for you in whatever time zone. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.